This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back for hour number two of the three-hour extravaganza. We call it the Big Show.
Well, we call it the Usual really Suspects,
I called it the Big Show yesterday because you weren't here.
Did you?
Yeah. I was like, got to keep that going. I didn't even do What Up H-Town. I can't do it like you.
Try to do 90 in the front, 90 in the back, but I had to show him how to do it.
You butchered that.
Bad. And I did it at the wrong time.
I got all kinds of nice messages, but I got one early on that said, prepare Pac-Man Joel, Barry, at Barry's Funny is going to roast you or something like that. I was like, what?
That's not true.
I didn't roast you at all. I was concerned for you.
Yeah, I got that. That's why I called you when I was done. Right when the show started, then everything after that was cool.
No, I called. I mean, no, there was no roasting. Listen, there's a time to joke around and play, and then there's a time to be serious and an adult and have a little bit of compassion for a coworker. And no, I'm not roasting nobody because they got in a car wreck.
No, it wasn't about
that's
that.
Stupid.
It was something else. But
it was?
Yeah, it was like, I don't know. It was something on air. But anyway, and by the way, Christina, who again goes into that list of suspects that are great for the show, she was constantly checking nice. Throughout the day and yesterday, so that was cool. A lot of people reaching out with some cool messages. So we appreciate that. So we got one in the books, 2 hours still to go on the show. It's an FEF Friday. Lots going on. We had some baseball talk early. Now we're starting to talk about some basketball. You're pointing at me.
Southeast Texas Sports, SETX Sports on Twitter. Call me Maben.
That's right.
That was the one you gave.
Yeah. Call me Maben. Thank you very much. Our listeners are awesome.
Yeah. People were like, no.
He used it.
He did.
Yeah. And at first, it got some love. And then it started, he's like, yeah, I go, well, that's all right.
Maybe not everybody remembers the reference, though, because it's been a while since that song dropped. And I don't know if she's dropped any other
music. No, I think they understood the reference.
Huh?
Yeah. I think they understood the reference.
No, not because they were dumb, but because it's been a while since that
song.
Yeah, it could be.
Kevin Joseph said yesterday, but it was just funny. I'm not going to say fantastic, because then Red Nation will be all upset. But there was a picture of all the Rockets that were at the NBA Awards the other night.
Uh-huh.
And the caption was,
I saw that.
If you've been on a team that missed 27 straight threes in a game, Smile. Say cheese. Yeah.
And it's all the Rockets saying cheese. It's great.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Somebody texted and just said, get back in the office, Barry. I don't know what that means. I'm in the office.
I'm trying to think about, the reference with the office.
I don't know. There's a Call Me Maben text. So, again, our listeners are on it.
I think it's very funny, too, that a lot of people are still not willing to give up on LeBron and think that Ryan Anderson is a sought-after commodity that everybody wants that will easily come off the Rockets' books and start the wheels turning, because not even that alone would get you in a position to be able to compete with other teams to get LeBron in free agency. You'd have to give up Anderson and Gordon and a whole lot more.
And Capella, probably. Because you've got Ryan Anderson, who's got the injury-prone label and a terrible contract, who's not producing. Eric Gordon is producing, but he's got the injury-prone label, and he has to be included in the mix. Why would I take two or three injury-prone dudes and not include a young guy like Clint Capella? I don't even see how you can make it happen.
It was weird, too, because on what'd you call it? Great Take? On First Take, Max Kellerman.
Which I'm really enjoying the show, Get Up.
I hate it.
You do?
Yeah.
I'm actually enjoying it.
I haven't really watched it, so.
It's a nice little, I get up at 5:45. My wife gives me some coffee, kisses me goodbye and leaves, and I stay in bed and drink coffee. So I roll out of bed about 7. I don't usually just mess around on my phone drinking my coffee in the morning, but I go sit on the couch at 7, make me some breakfast, and I actually enjoy spending about 30 minutes to an hour watching the show, and I think they're funny.
So you drink bacon grease and you watch?
No, I make coffee.
Get Up?
I questioned that he was even up that early.
Dude, I'll tell you what. I'll call you. Leave your phone on.
No, do not.
You leave your ringer on.
I can validate that he is, because normally I'm up about that time and I at least open up the document for the day, and there's a lot, like today.
Is this recent or is this always?
Not always.
Dude, I get up every morning at 5:45. Sometimes I go back to bed at 7.
At 5:46.
No.
Yes.
Sometimes I'll go to bed at like 7:30, 9 o'clock, and then sleep until 11 and get up. But no, every morning I'm up at 5:45.
Okay.
No doubt. Because the wife, I want to kiss her goodbye while she goes to work. That's what I do.
I get it.
Yeah. Sorry, I digress. Go ahead. What were you going to say? Don't filter yourself. It's not good radio if you filter yourself.
I didn't say anything. Don't Steve Sparks yourself.
Let it go.
Nope, I didn't say anything.
Okay. Do you want to take Eric's call?
Sure.
All right, because he wants to talk LeBron and CP3. Eric, what is up, my man?
Hey, Joe. In all seriousness, I'm glad you're okay.
Thanks, man.
But another quick question. If LeBron does go to the Lakers, how does this affect CP3? Will he try to go to the Lakers as well? And I don't know if y'all want DeAndre Jordan on the team. I don't know how the relationship between CP3 and DeAndre Jordan was, but wouldn't he be an asset on our team? I'll hang up and listen.
Appreciate it, Eric. Thank you for being a mature adult this time.
Wow. Yeah, I was going to say.
Okay.
Well, he's the one that usually calls, and that was nice that he said nice things to you.
I told you guys from the get-go, the one thing that you got to be very, very cautious about, and any agent that's smart set the table for this to happen because they got to be prepared. So when they came out and said CP3 either wants the max that he's been that he thinks he deserves, and he doesn't want to talk about anything else, that kind of set the table for, hey, if you don't give us the max, which I don't think from a rational situation as a Rockets and Daryl Morey and the Rockets, I think you have to really question whether it's worth, and I don't think it's worth it at all, a 5-year supermax deal for Chris Paul at his age with his injury history. I think that's a lot. And I don't think the Rockets should do that. But it gives you the out that if the Rockets say we don't feel comfortable doing that and either try and make it for 2 years or 3 years and try and shorten it, yes, they could work something out, but they could also be in a situation where Chris Paul goes, well, I told you what I wanted, and whether he admits there was a wink, wink, and a handshake or not, he can say, hey, this isn't what I signed up for, so I'm interested in going back and playing with my boy LeBron, and I'm going to go back to L.A. I didn't sell my house. I can go there. That's just something you got to keep an eye on.
I don't think he's worth the supermax because he's played in the least amount of games he's played in the NBA since 2009-2010. And if you can't trust a guy to be on the floor for more than 58 games, guys that get the supermax are usually guys that are going to be there night
every
in
day.
And night out.
In, night out.
They're
here's
your
the other thing.
They're your elite superstars that you can count on. And you can't count on a guy that's not played in 82 games but one time in his entire career. Now, there's some seasons where he went 80, but still.
He missed 14 of the first 15 games.
Yeah.
And it turned out to be a blessing because he was able to see how he would fit in. But here's the bigger
thing,
Barry. Take the regular season out of the way. Take the 82 out of the way. Look at his playoff history. And with a chance to beat the Spurs, he got hurt. With a chance to beat the Warriors this year, he got hurt.
Yeah.
You know, these are the times when you need him the most. This is why you went out and got this guy. So that's the durability I'm worried about. So it is possible. The DeAndre Jordan factor, look, Chris Paul was the guy that got on the plane right away and tried to get DeAndre back with the Clippers. I think he's going to Dallas. I think we talked about it when the trade was made the other day to bring Gortat to L.A. That's their insurance that DeAndre is gone. DeAndre would love to come here. The only way that I think DeAndre has a possibility of becoming a Rocket is if Clint Capella goes somewhere else.
I'm with you. I think that is the only
scenario.
The
only way.
Yep.
There you go.
I don't know if that's correct, but whatever name.
Is that Hipachi?
I don't trust the interns that they got this right. But whoever's on hold, we'll get with you after this break, I promise. And then we can validate that the name is correct before we start throwing out wrong names. Okay. How about that?
All right, we're going to continue to roll on. Before we do, I want to tell you about the people at Texas Can Academy. I've been telling you about them for a long time. It's because it's people in H-Town helping the kids in Houston trying to get a second chance at an education, and it's a very simple process. If during the hurricane or otherwise you had a vehicle that was damaged, lost, totaled, and whether you got insurance money for it or not, it's now just collecting rust and dust on your property and you want to get rid of it, you don't want to pay for a tow truck on top of everything else you've been through, well, all you got to do is pick up the phone. Call 713-225-4226 or log on to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Tell them what you got. Tell them where you live. They come to you and they do the rest. They tow it away. They do all the paperwork. You get a tax deduction. You mention ESPN 97.5. You get a $50 gift card. And that's where the process really begins. Because your donation is turned into resources for kids who are trying to concentrate on their studies, but maybe have some things that they are missing that could really help them. Like a ride to school, and your donation turns into bus money. Or like they can't read their books, and you get eyeglasses for kids because of your donations. You can also get things like warm meals so that they don't go hungry all day, so they can really focus. Book money so that they can afford the books so that they can actually study. Those things are distractions when they don't have them. They're resources when they do, and your donations make those resources possible. So again, I ask you, if you have something you think you might be able to donate, whether it's a car, a boat, a truck, a trailer, whatever it is, running or not, and you can make a donation, they sure would appreciate it. 713-225-4226, HoustonCarsForKids.com. As always, right off the car, not the kid.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Sometimes I wear hoodies not because I'm cold, but just because like I want to blend in with my neighborhood. Like I live in the Bronx and it's just that... You less likely to get robbed if you look like you on your way to rob somebody. They're not gonna run up on you. Like, yo, should we rob him? It's like, nah, he on his way to work right now. Right? We'll get him on his way back. And I'm not coming back. I'm going home to watch Veep. Because that show a lot. It was a really good show.
Hey, that's our comedian of the week, Kevin Iso. And Barry has told you about him as we are running clips on the 15s. So you've got one more still to go at 3:15. If you missed any of it, go back and check the podcast. Some good stuff there as we continue to roll on an F Yeah Friday.
Yeah, as you heard, I mean, Kevin's now living in New York, but he started here in Houston. He's at Kevin Iso on Twitter if you want to follow him. Funny dude. He's got some web series, I think, that's being featured somewhere. Like Flatbush Misdemeanor, I believe is the name. And I saw a little clip of it. It actually looks pretty funny. But he's, like I said, living in New York. He's been on Comedy Central, Adam Devine's House Party, Gotham Comedy Live, TBS Comedy Festival in 2017. Funny dude.
Good indeed. Stuff, yeah. Astros notes, Joe Smith, the relief pitcher, is going to begin a rehab assignment with Corpus Christi tonight.
Don't rush back, Joe.
Expected to throw one inning in the game at Arkansas, but he had been on the DL with elbow soreness. But look, I mean, he's proven over the course of his career he can get people out. You just hope that maybe some of the struggles he had early on were due to some arm issues. And are we set to that Rondon is our guy now closing games based on last night?
It's looking that way. In a 1-0 game, you saw who A.J. Hinch turned to.
What a great way to get out of that situation in the eighth, though. Devo gets out of that situation first and third, nobody out. And they get out without giving up a run.
Yep.
I mean, obviously, you got to be right place, right time on the line drive. But, man, I was happy about that. Almost made me jump off the couch and hurt my back further.
Did it.
So we've got some calls lined up, including your favorite, as we continue to roll.
Oh.
So you want to go with Mr. Fun and Games, or do you want to go with the last segment's topic of basketball?
I'm guessing that Apache was Hipachi. We got it fixed, so I was correct in that it was brutalized by the intern. All right, so Apache wants to talk Rockets. Apache, what's up?
What's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
I want to talk about Ryan Anderson's contract. I heard that the Charlotte Hornets were trying to get rid of Nicholas Batum. I was wondering if we could swap them, and Nicholas Batum is a good opportunity for the Rockets because you don't have to re-sign Trevor Ariza because Nicholas Batum does the same thing. I just think that Nicholas Batum has a ridiculous contract just like Ryan Anderson.
Okay, I mean, here's the thing. First and foremost, and I'm going to check with Sparky here in a minute to see what the contracts look like and everything, but I think there's a real possibility that you're going to have to replace Trevor Ariza. So I like where you're thinking there. But I'm pretty sure Nick Batum is making a whole lot of money. And the one thing that Daryl Morey doesn't like to do is get out from under a bad contract to take on a bad contract in itself that has multiple years left on it at a large price tag.
Yeah, do you want to pay more for Nicholas Batum than you do for Ryan Anderson?
What's he
making? Are you good with that? He's on the books for, in 2018, 2019, he's on the books for 24. And then he still has the next year at 25 and a player option in 2020, 2021 for 27 mil.
Not
and
gonna
he's
happen.
Taking that.
Not gonna
so,
happen.
So, yeah, you're looking at 4 mil more next year, 5 mil more the following year. Then you've added a year instead of being free of a ridiculous contract that you would with Ryan Anderson.
So you're after cap flexibility, and instead you're getting handcuffed even more.
A longer term, yeah. And he might be, you know, if regardless of whether you think he's better or not, he's certainly not worth spending $75 million over the next 3 years on.
No, yeah. If Daryl's going to do anything with Ryan Anderson, it's either going to be a buyout because they don't take anything back, or he's going to try and find a home at a team that's trying to get to the cap minimum or can afford to take it. They're not going to win in the next 2 years. So he'd have to spice the deal up by including some other assets, as he hates to use the term, but it is what it is, just so that they can take him off the books and do the Rockets a favor. There's not many general managers that want to do the Rockets a favor right now.
No, they don't, and they're not going to. I mean, this is going to – in the past, you've seen Daryl Morey kind of Men in Black style – trick people, or you know, Obi-Wan Kenobi them into some trades. It seems like I think the league is pretty smart, all things considered. They're not going to be blindsided by some Daryl Morey trickery anymore. I mean, maybe.
And this is also situations that I've told you about where it in short work, Daryl, in the first couple of years as being a general manager, he kind of went back on some verbals and some handshakes and things, and he lost a lot of guys that the Rockets had really good relationships with. That's where this is the situation where those things bite you in the butt.
Yeah.
Because there are guys like if Sam Hinkie was still the GM of Philly, and you know how many times Daryl kind of gave him a couple extra, you know, hey, let's get you started in the right note, but you help me, I help you, scratch each other's backs.
Yep.
Those deals were being done. There's at least half the league or right around there that's looking to do the exact opposite.
Oh, yeah.
Looking to step on him when he's down or not help him when he needs it.
Yep. Josh Rapp said Batum also has a lot of knee issues.
But it is an interesting scenario because several people tweeted me last night and says if Trevor does walk and supposedly he has a lot of free agent meetings lined up to start Sunday right at the deadline or whatever it is, you do have to look for a replacement. And a lot of people went back to who did you mention earlier? And I said, well, I mentioned Avery Bradley and I mentioned J.J. Redick, but that was not to replace Trevor Ariza because those guys are shooting guards. Trevor is a three that can guard even bigger, that is one of the best on-ball defenders the Rockets have. And everybody said, well, then Luke Mbamute is that guy. I go, no, because offensively, Luke Mbamute doesn't come close to being Trevor Ariza. Mm-hmm. He doesn't shoot the three as consistently. He's a good role player, but he's not Trevor Ariza. So I don't know who that answer is.
If you want a list of free agents at small forward, I can fire some off to you.
You want? We can go through it, yeah.
I mean, there's James Durant and George, obviously. Rudy Gay, Trevor Ariza.
But who was the first one?
LeBron James.
LeBron James.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Doug McDermott, Jeff Green, Richard Jefferson, Michael Beasley, Luke Babbitt.
Now, Jeff Green is interesting. Kevin Looney. You got to believe Cleveland brings him back. Mm-hmm. Jeff Green is a younger but really hyper-athletic and good. Jeff Green is the best name I've heard so far.
Dougie McBuckets is on there. There's just not a lot. I mean, after that, the list gets to who?
Well, there's a defender.
Who? What? Who? Yeah.
Let's put Doug McDermott next to Ryan Anderson and see how that works out.
Yeah. I mean, so there's not a lot of options at small forward.
No.
And that's the weird thing, though, about some of these guys that the Rockets use is they're so hybrid. This whole team is a hybrid of teams. When you look at James being able to play the shooting guard or the point, you look at Ariza plays the three. He can play the four, but he'll bring the ball up sometimes. You look at Ryan Anderson stretch four. You know, Capella obviously has his role as the center, but P.J. Tucker is a three or a four and sometimes plays five.
Yep.
Eric Gordon will play point guard and shooting guard. This is a team that it's they're not just pigeonholed to a small forward. So don't be surprised if they do go out and get maybe a power forward because you're missing something with Ryan Anderson. Because P.J. Tucker can play that three, and he can start for you, too, and play
and
the three.
And he's a good three-point shooter.
Yeah.
And don't poo-poo. I mean, Rockets fans are getting all this bad news today. Please, we can poo-poo on the idea that Trevor Ariza wants $50 to $60 million for a new contract because he and his agent have both come out and said that's not true. Because if that was the case, you are going to lose Trevor Ariza.
Yeah.
Speaking of lose, we just lost OU Mike.
Oh.
Guys. Okay, Mike, call back.
Hey, fellas. I can't even do an OU Mike. I don't even know how it sounds. Yeah.
Before he had a chance to...
He wanted to talk about your car, too.
Oh. That's something that's a very pleasant topic for me. All right. Ryan, hang in there. We'll get you after the break. Don't go anywhere. We've got much more of the usual suspects. It's the halftime show or the halftime break, as the case may be. And we'll be back with the second half right here on ESPN 97.5. Right now. Hey, right now I want to tell you about my good friends at American Wheel and Tire. I've been telling you about them for a long time. Mike and Tammy Gust have done a fantastic job running American Wheel and Tire for the last 15 years. It's been in the family for over 30 years. And basically, it's really simple. They don't want to be a big name store that just tries to take your money and ring up all kinds of charges that you're not aware of. They want to take care of anything that you have in terms of wheels, tires, needs, replacements, repairs, and everything that goes with it. As also, they want to make you are very aware of all the other things and all the other services that they offer at American Wheel and Tire. Go to AmericanWheelAndTire.com and check out some of the vehicles that they've really given an individual, one-of-a-kind look to in the Houston area. There's a reason why from pro athletes to anybody that's anybody and nobody goes to American Wheel and Tire to give their vehicle an individual, special, one-of-a-kind look. From rims to tires to Kevlar wraps, if you got an SUV or a pickup truck, you need lights, steps, bumpers, they take care of all of that. They're conveniently located 290 and 34th Street, right outside the Loop, and you can go to them and get in and out in a huge, huge showroom that has a comfortable waiting room, lots of bays so your car can be worked on quickly, and a massive selection of great tires, all the major brands, including private label tires, where sets of tires start as low as $299 and $399, almost as good, if not just as good as the major brands, just not as expensive, and they're happy to get you into those as well. They can repair most tires and rims without having to replace them like the big name stores tell you, therefore you save a lot of money. You get the same usage out of the tire, the rim. And even if you have stock rims and tires, they have a full warehouse of rims and tires to replace them, but they have the equipment to be able to repair them, so it saves you the money, saves you time, gets you back on the road. They do great job. They're always going to take care of you with customer service first, and they want your business. So go in there and tell them Joel Blank sent you. See Johnny, see Mike, see all the Tammy and all the people that work at the front that are going to start taking care of you right from the minute you walk through the door and up until the time that you walk out. You'll know you got a great deal by good people doing quality work. 290 and 34th Street, just outside the Loop, AmericanWheelAndTire.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Life is fading by the slow. It tunes us to the wave. It feeds me to the bone. And it's alright. Unless you feel you're too late.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, Nick, follow me here on an FEF Friday. Uh-oh. We got 90 in the books and 90 still to go in the big show.
I'm just going to leave it up to you. You do it right.
No,
I do it wrong.
Yeah, you do.
Barry messes it up as well.
No,
you do a terrible job. I could do a better job than you. Let's try. Let's compete.
Let's go.
90 in the front, 280 in the back. I got it. I know exactly how it goes.
280.
Down.
At least I'm in the car. You're not even in a car. You're just in the back.
You're on a random highway.
Yeah, you're just in the back. 280.
Right,
where'd you
go?
You get 280. 90 in the rear and 90 in the front.
Why does rear view come into this?
Rear view.
The rear view.
My bad. Rear view, 90 in the windshield.
Closer?
All right. You know what? I think we've proven there's some things that we are not capable of doing.
That, along
show.
With what up, H-Town, we should just stay away from.
All right. Good. Fair enough.
You guys want to try that, too? Each take a shot at it?
No. Because I'm worried when I do it, my voice will crack. I'll be all, what up, H-Town? And then everybody will be like, wow. His things just dropped right there when he did it. Nope, I don't want to do that.
Hey, by the way, real quick, ESPN, like they did with Chris Paul last year, ESPN's doing a thing where they're following Paul George around leading through this free agency process.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to bore you with the details, but the funny thing was they follow up with Sam Presti, the GM of the Thunder,
uh-huh,
and he starts quoting A Tribe Called Quest.
What?
I was like, get out of here,
did he
man.
Tell him he left his wallet in El Segundo?
No, but he literally is like reciting lyrics from A Tribe Called Quest. And you know, everybody watching that TV is like going, come on, bro, someone just put a clipping on your desk or said, say this. It'll sound cool.
Bonita Applebum, you got to put me on.
Didn't even come close to that one either.
No? Okay. Let's find out what this is. Because speaking of Paul George, somebody texted and wanted your opinion on it. But let's get this out of the way. I don't know how this is going to go. Ryan, it just says Ryan, and the comment is Barry on Twitter. Let's see how this goes. Ryan, what's up?
Hey, man, what's going on? I got a question on the shirts that you were selling on Twitter. I don't mess with Twitter. I'm just don't like it. Uh-huh. Is there a way I can get you my email some other way?
Yeah, dude, if you want to, just text the show. Just send me your email and reference the fact that you're interested in the shirts, and I'll put you on the contact list. How about that? You have the show's number.
Awesome.
Yeah, so this number that you called, just send a text to it. I'll get it, and I'll add you to the list.
Awesome. I've got one more question. I think it was Martin or Lowe earlier today had talked about LeBron and everybody going to L.A. and saying that it was most likely going to be one of the big three, PG, LeBron, or Kawhi, plus Cousins. What is the likelihood of Cousins actually ending up in L.A. with either of those three guys?
Good question, man. Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate it. I'll look out for your text.
Cousins is one of those guys that he's a domino that's not going to be in play until some of the other dominoes fall, i.e. LeBron and Paul George. And it's going to be interesting because I saw ESPN did a thing in terms of percentages of things working out and how which direction they're going to go for LeBron, Paul George, Kawhi, all these different situations. When it came to Boogie Cousins, it was over 50% he re-signs with New Orleans.
Really?
Which I think if you're New Orleans, you basically have no flexibility to add pieces to make yourself better on a team that proved they could play very, very well without him.
I think, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
So that's interesting from their perspective if they would do that. But Boogie's a guy because we've seen it. The NBA's getting away from the big man and the traditional big man, even though he likes to pull the three a lot. And I don't know that that's a good thing either. But there's not a commodity, the hot commodity market for Boogie Cousins like there is all the guys that are free agents that are going to play small ball.
I think some of these teams needed a center. I mean, when you look at Boston, they needed it, but they've addressed it in the draft. The Clippers felt like they might be losing DeAndre Jordan, so they made the trade Gortat. Here's the question, though, about Cousins that teams are going to have to consider, because he's going to demand a lot of money in the free agent market, whether you think he won't or not, because right now his current contract, he was making $16 million a year, and it's done. He's behind guys like Enes Kanter, Joakim Noah, Brooke Lopez. He's going to want money in the top five, top seven in the league.
No question.
That puts him up above $25 million a year.
Yep.
So teams have to have the cap space to do that along with some of these other guys as well. I mean, in the case of Cousins, I don't think he's going to a team that's going to be attracting these big-name free agents. You're going to see him, go somewhere where there are some other expiring contracts or guys that need a center to begin with.
So you're basically saying he's not going to a super team. He's going to a team that's going to try and get a guy short-term, not quite as short as a J.J. Redick deal, but we'll try and make a splash with a Boogie Cousins. We'll give him the money he's looking for while we try and reassess what we're doing and how we're putting it together.
And there's some teams that do have a need.
Mm-hmm.
For a center that might be making a push. I mean, who's Milwaukee's big man?
They don't have any. They run John Henson out there along with Zeller and basically all three of them wet, don't weigh as much as Boogie Cousins.
Exactly. So, I mean, you've got options like that. I just don't think he's going to a contender because
I'd agree.
And when contenders look at money, they're not wanting to invest that kind of money into DeMarcus Cousins right now. Maybe as a piece, but that's a lot of money for a piece. So it's a weird deal for him. I feel bad for him because this is the wrong time to be.
ESPN's Chris Haynes reporting Gerald Green plans to meet with the Rockets in L.A. on July 1st. But league sources tell ESPN that the athletic three-point specialist has multiple suitors.
Doesn't surprise me.
I think if the Rockets were at their best, they were hoping that they were going to
hometown
get him
discount.
For the minimum of like the vet minimum for him is like 2.4, which only counts on the cap for like 1.5. But if he gets more than that, I don't know how they're going to be able to keep him, especially when they have grandiose ideas about doing other things. And look, Gerald Green, like we were talking about, he's one of those guys. He's still trying to get one more payday before he gets out because he's not exactly a spring chicken anymore. He's probably going to go for the money. He had his chance to win it last year, but if he gets an offer that he can't refuse, he got to snap it up.
I'm with you. Yeah. I am totally with you. All right, let's see what this. We got
Lawrence.
We're good. All right, yeah. Lawrence wants to talk Eric Gordon.
Yes, it's a few things I had wanted to say. I would tell you, like the Eric Gordon I seen that where the Rockets was speaking with him to try to sign him. How much he will get paid? And also, I haven't heard too much about the Clint Capella, his contract. And also, when that guy from Milwaukee come up a free agent, that's going to be one of the biggest free agents everybody going to try to get
Antetokounmpo?
Greek Freak. And yeah. I hang up.
Okay. I mean, look, there's no doubt Antetokounmpo, but thankfully he likes Milwaukee. He likes the small market. He appreciates. He's a very, very loyal guy. And it said that Milwaukee's been loyal to him. But yeah, if he ever hits the market, good Lord. You're talking about like a Bryce Harper type deal when he hits free agency. That's what, or, you know, Correa, that's what you're talking about.
He is going to get paid. There's no doubt about it.
Yep.
Just wanted to let Ryan know I've seen your text, and also to Michael, who texted about the shirts as well. Just an update on those. If you guys don't know, I was looking for a cool, what I thought was like a good representation of Houston and H-Town and the hip-hop scene and all that. And there were some shirts out there, but there were none that I liked. So I designed one that just says, "Welcome to the land where it just don't stop." It's got the outline of the city. It's got two different colors. I did it in purple, which was AJ's idea. So shout out to AJ Hoffman for wanting it in purple. And I had originally done it in the Astros colors from their rainbow unis. So if you want to check out Twitter at Barry's Funny or on Instagram at Barry's Funny, if you want one of those, because I think I'm going to drop them July 1st. So if you want, just shoot me an email via private message and I'll put you on the list. And that's what we're talking about. I just didn't want people to be like, what the hell is he talking about?
And I don't want Lawrence's call. He had several different things in there. But the other thing is, wasn't it Eric Gordon, like what he would get on the open market?
A lot.
Yeah. I mean,
a ton.
The Rockets actually have a deal right now at $15 million a year for Eric Gordon. If he hits the free agent market, based on the way money's being thrown around these days, he's going to get paid a lot more.
Because he's a starter on a lot of teams. Let's be real.
Yep. And he's proven the one thing that was a knock on him, which is he can stay healthy. If he stays healthy, he's a valuable commodity. All right, Joe, we see you. You want to talk about Clint Capela. We'll get you in next. Don't go anywhere. It's more of The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
Let me tell you about your official beer of Doing Nothing, Eighth Wonder Procrastinator. Hello, good beer drinkers listening. This is John from Drink of Ages Radio Show. This easy session IPA is only 4.5% and loaded with late edition Motueka and Equinot hops that makes Procrastinator a smooth sipper. Don't put this one off too long. It's only going to be around for the summer. Eighth Wonder Brewery's Procrastinator Session IPA. Get it today, or just go ahead and, you know, wait till tomorrow and can't get around to it. Listen to Drink of Ages Radio Show for more craft beer talk Friday nights at 9 p.m. right here on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on The Usual Suspects. Knee deep in hour number two of the three-hour extravaganza we call The Big Show. Barry, Nick, Joel on an FYI Friday. If you're just tuning in, you missed a bunch, but we do want to kind of give you a quick briefing. Kevin Iso is our comedian of the week. Barry already gave you the backstory. We've got one more clip coming up, 3:15. Funny stuff, good dude. Has some Houston ties. Check it out. His name is Kevin Iso as opposed to Kelly Eco.
That's correct.
See what I did there?
I see what you did there. Yeah. No one else did, but I see.
It's fine. Okay. Joe wanted to talk about Clint Capela. Joe, what's up?
Hey, guys. How goes it? Just want to ask, how does the cap work for Clint? If, let's say, he's worth $25 million, is that 25 all towards the cap or the salary cap? Or what if Boogie's only 20? Is it better for the Rockets to sign Boogie versus Clint? You know, don't get me wrong. Love Clint Capela, but at a certain point, you know, it's getting too expensive. What the Rockets gonna do? Or should we just go get, like, you know, a Paul George and sign him out, or versus re-sign Clint Capela? Thanks, and I hang up and listen. Have a good one.
Appreciate it, Joe.
Thanks for the call. I mean, look, here's the thing. Clint's not a free agent. Clint's a restricted free agent. Uh-huh. So therefore, the Rockets aren't going to be. They don't have to worry so much in terms of, like, there's a cap hold. But you don't have to worry about those kind of numbers yet. When the Rockets have to worry is when a team comes in, makes an offer to Clint, that then they have the right to match being a restricted free agent, that they have to start worrying about their finances, their cap, and juggling the numbers. Boogie, I don't think, is going to sign for $20 million. Although I do think that the one thing that we didn't think about, Barry, and our good friend Kelly Eco, who covers the NBA on a daily basis, is very, very well versed in that he may take a little less so that he doesn't have to do one of those scenarios we were talking about, a bad team with big money in their pockets to be able to pay him, though he's going to have the struggles that he had when he was in Sacramento. Maybe he'll take a little less so that he can try, or when I say a little less, with the figures that are out there today, maybe in the high 20s range, just to make sure he fits in with a super team or a better team than the teams that could give him the max.
Yeah, and the team that he mentioned was possibly L.A., mm-hmm. I just don't see where LA is going to get all this money. If they're talking Paul George and Chris Paul wants to meet LeBron and out west and well, LeBron and
I got one answer for you.
There's
the one answer that makes him part of the mix is the Lakers have a similar situation to Ryan Anderson. Okay? So they have a similar situation with a contract that they are trying to unload. And if they can he played for Miami. I'm trying to remember who. Like the name just escaped me real quick.
Luol Deng.
Luol Deng. Yeah. If they can unload Luol Deng, which they owe big money to, that can help them try and free up enough money to try and make something with Boogie work. Okay. Not saying it's going to be the best deal he has out there or the money that he wants, but if he truly wants to win and be a part of a situation like L.A., then L.A. has to get rid of the Luol Deng contract.
I mean, okay. The numbers still don't fit, though.
And
do you think? I mean, so practical cap space according to SpotTrack for the Lakers is $63 million. LeBron James is going to get 36 a year
at least.
Okay, yeah. Paul George or Chris Paul somewhere in the neighborhood of 30.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
at least
that's 66. They're at 63 now. They're three over. That's fine. Take the 18, ship it out. DeMarcus Cousins is still going to demand 20.
Yeah, 18.
Still going to demand 20.
Not enough.
No, it's still. I mean, if DeMarcus Cousins wants 20, now you're at 88, and they only have 63 to spend. And if you add the 18, that's 71.
What's Lopez making?
He's off the books apparently. This is who they have left on. I'm looking at SpotTrack on their list for 2018, 2019. They got Deng at $18 million, Ball at $7 million, Ingram at $5 million, Kuzma at $1.7 million, and Josh Hart at $1.7 million. That's it.
They got nothing.
That's it.
Unless, does that show you money that players that no longer are on the roster that they owe money to?
This is their entire cap space. This is their practical cap. Yeah, they've got Zubac and Thomas Bryant also on the books.
Okay.
But it's non-guaranteed and cap space and stuff like that. So I don't know. I don't know how that's working, but.
Yeah, that'll be. You're right. I mean, look, Boogie's going to have to take a lot less if he wants to win.
Yeah, I don't see how that works. But
yeah,
it may be. That's why I don't think the Lakers can get three stars right
but
now.
Do you think Boogie's actually going to take less?
Here's why I think it could work, though, potentially.
I do think, real quick, Nick, I think he would. I think he would to win.
So he's making 16 right now. You think he's going to take less than 16?
No, less than the max, he said.
Oh, yeah, but we're talking 20, 24. I mean, remember, I just gave you the top five. To be in the top five centers in the league, he would be making 24, 25 million.
I mean, is he going to get offered 24 and then leave another offer of 30 million off the table or 29 off the table?
What do you think Boogie would do if someone like, and I know that they've addressed the situation, but let's say Phoenix, who was looking for a big man, said, you know what, we'll give you 28 a year over the next 6 years. And then the Lakers are saying, well, we can give you 18 for two. What would you take?
28.
I mean, that's leaving a lot of money on the table, even if you're not going to a contender. And that's the difference. That's why I think the Lakers don't have a great shot of landing three elite superstars, but they could probably get any combination of the two. The one factor in all of this is if they trade for Kawhi.
Well, I was going to say, the trade for Kawhi works because they're drastically under the cap right now. So if you have one of the two teams that's dealing with an under-the-cap situation, you don't have to come within the customary 15% right. Either way. So that's where they can send the young players and the contracts and the future draft picks and make the trade with a Kawhi Leonard. But that's their option to get the third superstar as opposed to what you're talking about. You're absolutely right. Because when you look at it, Boogie's going to have to take – they're really on the – Hoops Hype is who I go to for salaries.
Yeah.
And it's mirror image. It's $34.5 million on that they have that they're owed to people for next year, including the 18 for Deng. So yeah, I mean if you're
Boogie, and Kawhi's on the books for 20. So if they can swing the deal for Kawhi, you're probably moving Deng somewhere. And because I'm sticking by the three-player trade thing. I think that's the one big scenario where this works. Unless San Antonio is willing to take on that salary, which I don't think they are.
Yeah. They said they don't want
They don't want Lonzo Ball. They don't want Luol Deng's contract. There's not many people left on the Lakers to trade for. That's why I think it's going to have to involve a third team. Somebody like Boston or somewhere where they've got a little cap room where they can fade that Deng salary but get something in return for one of their guys if they move him out. But then you add that 20, so you basically replace Luol Deng for Kawhi Leonard for $2 million a year. That works. Then you sign LeBron. Then you sign a PG or, you know, a Chris Paul or somebody like that. Or maybe at that point is when you can add DeMarcus Cousins. So you would end up with Kawhi, LeBron, and Cousins. Because Cousins, that works salary cap-wise. Mm-hmm. If you could get Cousins for 22, you add Kawhi's 20, but that's only a net of two extra. So just say 24. And LeBron at 36, that's 60. They have $63 million in space. That works.
And then they go over the cap the following year because they got to sign Kawhi to a
That's right. But signing Paul George, signing LeBron James, and signing DeMarcus Cousins doesn't work.
Nope, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
There you go. Brandon, you want to get in here real quick on free agency? What's up?
Yeah, hey, guys. I just had a great show, by the way.
Thank you.
I just had a quick question in general. Is the world expecting LeBron James to are they expecting LB to announce where he's going tonight, or is this something coming up in the next couple of days?
July 4th.
Because I would just keep July 4th.
July 4th. Yeah, Brian Windhorst was reporting yesterday or the day before that and he knows LeBron more. I mean, he's
Brian Windhorst basically can tell you when LeBron had his last colonoscopy. He's so far up LeBron's butt.
But he's saying July 4th.
And I just had one other quick question. I just usually tend to like to ask radio show hosts this question, sports, if I get them on the phone. If you could put five coaches at one table from the major leagues, the NFL, the MLB, and the NCAA, who would they be? And I'll just hang up.
Dead or alive, Brandon.
What's that?
Dead or alive?
Both.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, we can kick that around.
Yeah, we'll do that. Brandon, we're going to go to a break because we don't want to jump past this break, but we'll definitely get to your question, though, and we've got to remember what the hell it was. It was if you could put any five
coaches at a table.
Yes.
And what's the end result of what we're trying to do at the table?
He's just trying to get them all in one room, have a conversation. He's just trying, like, if you had a chance to put five coaches of any sport in the table – at the same time, who would it be?
Cool. Right.
Yeah. Cool. If you had a chance to get your AC fixed because you got a bad estimate, Joel, what would you do?
I'd call your people at Courtesy Air, Barry.
And you know what? I asked you that because guess what, y'all? That's exactly what Joel did.
Yep.
He's having an AC problem. He was like, dude, I got to call Courtesy AC. They're going to go out there. Look, I'm not going to throw anybody under the bus, but this company went out to Joel's house, and this is a true story, and told him, you're going to need all this stuff done. And Courtesy AC was like, well, you know what? We could probably just do this and that at like no cost and get it fixed for you. These guys aren't out there trying to take your money. If they can help you solve your problem for a lot less money, they're going to do that. That is why I absolutely love Courtesy AC. So call them if you're having a problem, 713-278-9933. When I would pull over, or if you're at work, write that number down on a sticky note, add it to your phone, and just put it under AC. And then that way, when your AC breaks down, you know where to go. It's Courtesy AC, 713-278-9933 is the number. Call them when you have a problem. And also, they started all this because they're trying to let the people in Houston know that R22 Freon, that stuff's being phased out, and they don't want you to get caught with your pants down in a couple years where it's hot in the middle of the summer, your Freon runs out, your AC stops working, and now you've got to pay for a huge upgrade or new system because you didn't plan ahead. Call them today, 713-278-9933. Even if your system is working okay, probably need to get it serviced for the summer. You don't want a broken down unit. Nobody likes a broke unit in the summer. Nobody does. Give them a call, 713-278-9933. 9933 is the number, or online at courtesyaconline.com.
Check it. Come experience what 25 years of perfection tastes like at Saltgrass Steakhouse. Proud sponsors of the ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today.